my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a kiss.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually can improve your brain's health. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve brain health. Prevagen, the name to remember. Come to beautiful downtown Kailua at The Source Natural Foods, where for over 30 years you can find terrific supplements like Prevagen. You can find us on Facebook at The Source Natural Food, Hawaii's first certified organic store, or our webpage, www.thesourcenatural.com.
Discover delicious with premium coconut oil from Nature's Way. Easily enhance the flavor of your favorite foods with our pure premium coconut oil. Available in a variety of forms, including organic semi-solid, organic raw, or our always liquid coconut oils. Also, look for new flavored premium coconut oils with great flavors like jalapeno, red raspberry, garlic, lemon herb, and sriracha. Our coconut oil can be used straight from the bottle in dips or sauces and is great for baking, frying, or sautéing. So go ahead and dress up your dips, add some sizzle to your sautés and salads. Make marinades magical and give your baking a boost. Discover delicious with Nature's Way Premium Coconut Oil. Available at The Source Natural Foods in beautiful downtown Kailua.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big shoe.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. Diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead with all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia.
Aloha. Welcome to The Source Natural Food Store. And the nutritional radio show, internet show. My name's Damien. I'm here with my lovely wife, Karen. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, and I'm here with Lynn and Sherry.
We're here with our good friends, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and investigative journalist, Sherry Connie. Aloha. Good morning.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Thanks for sharing our morning with us.
Oh, it's so wonderful to see you guys again.
Now, my wife says I have a tendency to repeat myself, be redundant, say the same thing over and over again. But I have to say, I think there's something very historic that is going on in our country. I mentioned it last week, and Bob, our engineer, said he's seen it on TV, but I haven't. And that is the most powerful man in Congress introduced to the Senate 9 days ago, the Hemp Farming Act of 2018. It's a bill that will boom the hemp industry, and we're calling it a dream wish list for legislation because hemp has been illegal in our country since 1937, and they're going to make it legal in all 50 states to grow hemp. And we all know the uses of hemp. You can use it as building materials, oil,
clothing.
It has so many environmental uses, and it's so inexpensive to grow. You can have a hemp crop every 3 months. It takes very little water. You don't need to use pesticides. So I think this is something very historic for our country. And I'm going on 67 years old, and it's been illegal my entire life. And hopefully it will pass. It's a bipartisan introduction into Congress, so everybody's going to support it, both Democrats and Republicans. And I'm just loving the idea that this is a positive change.
Well, Damien, did you know that Len and Sherry have a really phenomenal product that is based on the hemp, only they've made it into a homeopathic solution. So it's in a little dilution that everyone can tolerate really well. It works really, really beautifully for adults as well as children.
And if anybody got a drug test, there'd be no detection.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. We have so many people ask us, oh, it's going to show up on a drug test.
Even CBD, you know, some of these employers are even looking for that in the test. So, I mean, even sometimes, yeah. I mean, they're very strict.
It's
called CBD 528 because we put resonant 528 in it, plus all the medicinal herbs and botanicals, the flower essences that would literally cause somebody who is in chronic pain to get out of pain, and also to, because if there's so much fear and there's so much anxiety and this angst is causing people stress and distress, and that's acidifying the body chemistry. And that's what then makes people susceptible to diseases, infectious diseases, and chronic diseases. So what we designed CBD 528 to do is to put people in the zone of bliss, literally, to get us back. You know, everybody's had the experience, you know, especially meditators. Master meditators know what I'm talking about for sure. Damien, I know you've done many of that, both of you. The reality is that there is a place that we can go to that our minds are not chattering, that we have this pure sense of, let's say, divine communion, or at least communion with nature. And you get that feeling when you go off into the woods, for example. That's a frequency resonant energy that CBD 528 is designed to deliver. And because it's got the 528 resonance, it's designed to be used with your own prayer, your own heartfelt loving intention to be in bliss, to be in peace, to be literally in aloha, in that spirit of oneness with nature, with the creator. That's the purpose of CBD 528.
Which would then help you to cope with the stress, right?
Of course.
We're not going to get out of this world without dealing with the stress.
Well, of course, the stress, but the question becomes, what is the opportunity in the stress?
Right.
You know, and we deal with this all the time. Damien, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just wanted you to reiterate about 528, the frequency, how important it is, because we have new listening people every week on this internet radio show, and they may not be familiar with the frequency of 528 that's in your products.
Well, 528 is the frequency of love, pure tone love. It is the frequency by which your heart, the heart of your heart, resonates. The heart is extremely powerful, particularly in heartfelt, loving intention, in faithful prayer, puts you into the zone of divine communion by which then miracles are manifested. And 528 is the miracle frequency of the original solfeggio musical scale. You know, today we have do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. It used to be ut, re, mi. Mi stands for mirigestorum in Latin, miracles in English. So it's the miracle frequency of the original musical scale, and it is the frequency at the heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum. That means it's the heart of the rainbow. It's greenish yellow. That means it's the heart of chlorophyll. That's the reason grass is green, because it loves 528. It's literally receiving the optimal blessing from the solar radiation, from the heart of sunshine, which is resonating in these electrons that are frequency vibrating off of the hydrogen in the sun, because the sun is made of 100% hydrogen. It's 98% hydrogen, 2% helium. Helium is a double hydrogen. It's all hydrogen. And that's where the source of all energy throughout the entire universe, you know, clearly our solar system, but really it's throughout the universe that water and H2O hydrogen delivering the electron of love in the frequency 528 vibration to the oxygen. Here we are in Hawaii. Aloha, the breath of life resonates in 528. So that's why we put 528 into everything we do. It's like putting love. It's like putting heartfelt loving intention and faithful prayer for a miracle blessing to result from that activity. That's what we do. And now you take CBD, for example. You take the homeopathic understanding of how water carries resonance energy, and you take pure crystal CBD, which was extracted from the hemp, and it has the medicinal qualities for pain reduction, for anxiety relief, and you then combine that with the success botanicals, the Bach flower remedies, the herbs that are designed to have us think to ourselves that we're worthy of healing, that we're worthy of having a good life, that we're certainly worthy and capable of manifesting success and joy and peace and harmony. That's what CBD 528 was designed to
do. So do you think our brains are supposed to resonate at that frequency to begin with, and be due to all the pollutants and the chemicals in the environment, that it's made an impact on that not happening?
Yes, yes, yes. And add one more thing. When you say, do you think that our minds were literally designed to be at peace, to be in harmony? Yes, you're talking about Adam and Eve. You're talking about the original blessing. You're talking about before the fall, where we were literally now deceived. And what is the great deceiver today? The media, the pharmaceutical cartel, the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, banking cartel that engineers society, that suppresses whistleblowers, that demonizes natural healers. All of those forces then take us out of our superhumanly designed state of well-being. And that's why we are capable of producing miracles. That's why what you're talking about is a wonderful thing. Suddenly now you're taking hemp, which is in the Bible, you know, as a botanical, a medicinal botanical.
The burning bush, I always felt.
No, not the burning bush.
Well, Karen doesn't agree. Agree with me in that, but I've always thought for 40-some years that the Bible references the burning bush, and I think that is hemp.
Well, that I don't know. But I know that the frankincense and the other, and myrrh, and the hemp were all part of the original medicines that were being used in the days of old. And today, the fact that we have had this suppressed is consistent with the fact that naturopathic doctors have been suppressed. Acupuncturists has been suppressed. That's the most insane thing of all, because if you understand the paradigm of medicine is all chemical, like you're talking about, Karen.
Right.
All poisons. Antibiotic. Instead of probiotic, you're going to go attack anything. Biologically, weaponry, attack everything, so we destroy what is natural. This is insane. And so the paradigm is shattering along, and I think what you're talking about with the hemp legislation that's forthcoming, I believe that that's part of a general, my prayer is that it's part of a general shift, that people are waking up and saying enough is enough, we're tired of being genocidally depopulated and misinformed so that we don't understand our true natural power for healing. And even if everything I said didn't work, think about this. You had the, for example, H1N1 swine flu vaccine in the last year's, this past 2018 flu vaccine that was 12% effective. Excuse me, placebo, a sugar pill, is 33% effective. And in medicine, we're supposed to never do harm, only good.
Well, I know the CBD works because people come in and buy it for their pets and their children who have epilepsy and seizures, and pets and children don't lie. They're as honest and pure as you can get. So there's the proof in the pudding, in my opinion.
Absolutely. The pets are so much smarter. They're intuitive, and they're in the zone. They're in that zone of connection to what's true versus what's a lie, and what's poisonous versus what's healing.
I think what people don't understand about pharmaceuticals is that they take a pill, you know, for whatever ails them, and then that pill has side effects that causes another issue in the body that they have to take another pill for, and so it goes on and on and on. And And they are in the business, the pharmaceutical companies, making profit and profiting from all of the illnesses so that they can multiply or triple your illnesses. They will be, making more money. And that's what people don't understand. It's all about money.
Yeah. And that's the consumer fraud also. That's the consumer fraud, the social engineering, the injustice, the devastation, degeneration of our society. Look at the suicides. Look at the crime. Look at the drug abuse. All of this is now based on this fundamental paradigm that you've raised, Karen. It's the fact that we've been dumbed down from the natural, normal mental state, and it's treasonous. It is absolutely degenerated the greatest country in the world, the United States of America, where the prophecy said in these end times, where we're now dealing with wars, rumors of wars, earth changes, weather changes, horrific
nuclear bombs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
These are the end times. Everybody's in agreement about that. Anybody with any sense, and there's a lot of people with a lot of sense that agree we're in the end times. And the prophecy literally says that we've got to get our act together, that there's going to be 144,000 humble, pure servants of the Creator in the end times that get the understanding and then herald the blessing so that millions more can be saved. That's the mission of our entire organization.
Well, I love when veterans come into our store, the Source Natural Food Store, but they buy CBD, and they say the medication they get at the VA hospital increases their anxiety, depression, and suicidal thoughts. The only thing that takes away their suicidal thoughts is taking CBD, and I marvel at the strength of CBD. And Karen and I went to a conference with a medical doctor about a year and a half ago, and she was honest talking about CBD. She said, this is so new, we don't know everything about it. We're just learning about it.
That's
well,
right.
That's in their instance, although there are a lot of people who are very familiar with it and know a whole lot about it, so they can't be ruled out either.
Right, and it doesn't have those side effects that these antidepressants have, which actually cause suicidal thoughts. And not only do they cause, but a lot of other, if you listen to commercials on television, you'll see how they'll talk about a drug, a pharmacy, and then they'll talk about the side effects usually very quickly, and a lot of them say
suicidal thoughts. Now almost the entire commercial is all about. Now let me tell you what that's about. I'm going to give you folks listening, the reason why you're witnessing that, and I'm going to tell you as an expert, Harvard trained in behavioral science, media persuasion technologies.
So you're immune to it.
No, I am saying I am wise to it.
No. So people are immune to hearing that. They just say it over, and it just kind of goes in one ear and out the other ear.
Registered, though, in the brain, right?
What I'm saying is it's social engineering. They are indoctrinating civilization into the cult of medicine, into the pharmaceutical cult, the pharma culture. And that is treasonous when it comes to understanding in God we trust. The United States of America is based on the fundamental Judeo-Christian understandings and values that we are now seeing degenerated as the society itself is degrading and becoming degenerate. You see that is all part and parcel to the initial problem that you raised, Karen. That is how we were designed by nature. Was to be in bliss, to be in peace, to be in harmony, to be in integrity, to be in faith with our heartfelt loving intention, to literally be communion with divine source as well as each other, as brothers and sisters, as well as with our environment, as well as with the animal kingdom, and not do harm. That's the essence of homeopathy, homeopathic medicine, above all, do no harm. Medicine was homeopathics is the original medicine. Now, where have we gone? We've gone, and it disturbs me greatly. Here we are broadcasting in Hawaii, and you have your candidate for lieutenant governor is the senator from Hawaii,
Brian Schultz?
Green.
Green.
Okay. So
Joshua Green,
a medical doctor, is running now for lieutenant governor. I debated him on PBS a couple years ago.
I remember that.
Yeah, it's up on revolutiontelevision.net. You can go to revolutiontelevision.net and view our debate
on PBS.
On PBS locally here in Hawaii. And it's called The Great Vaccine Debate of 2015. We titled it that.
The greatest.
You see how clueless this man is, this medical doctor is. Totally gonzo. And this man is being put up by the Democratic Party to run for lieutenant governor of the state and then ultimately they're grooming him because he's a player. He's engaged in the cult.
But he can take control.
Medicine.
They don't really care if you're a politician and you're smart or have like your own mind. They would rather you be the opposite because you're just the face of what represents the party or represents the country. But there's other factors, other people, higher ups, there's lawyers, you know, there's other politicians that have mostly all the say. All you do are speaking the announcements. It's kind of like a newscaster. You know, here's what you're going to say for today. You don't get to choose on what you decide is the news if you work for a network. The same thing if you work for the government. You don't get to decide. You got to go through all of these steps, and they're hoping that you don't have your own mind. They like
That's
the way he
the
is.
That's
they
it.
Like the
they
way
love,
Josh
of course
Green
they
is.
They
have
do.
You ever seen that expose on that where they showed different segments of the country with different newscasters reading the same thing?
Oh, yeah. What did you think
that
of that segment?
That was amazingly
It's disgusting, isn't it?
What goes on, yeah.
They're not newscasters anymore. They're commentators giving their personal opinions.
But it's not even that. What Karen is talking about is there were three or four dozen, the same message, the same exact script, given by three or four dozen broadcasters
all over the country.
So that means literally what we've been saying for years. The Central Intelligence, intel, you give that intelligence for programming the population to believe in the culture that you're engineering society to adapt. For what purpose? Sherry mentioned it. For profit. And engaged in politics and the bribery and the payoffs that we're witnessing. So in other words, we're literally permitting. And this is where we just published an article, actually a fantastic website. There's a brand, our release this past week is called ExposingVaccineGenocide.com.
.org.
ExposingVaccineGenocide.org.
I think .com will take you there too, but yeah.
Okay. So ExposingVaccineGenocide.org has fantastic articles. It's the best overall vaccine awareness and wake-up call that exists on the Internet now. And one of the articles in there is talking about what's called evil obedience and how the indoctrinated society, the culture, that they have socially engineered us to believe and think and do exactly what the programmers and the intelligence agents have administered through the networks and the mass media, mind control. That result then causes us to be evil obedient. Then we become complicit, especially when we listen to a show like this, or when we read truth in articles, when we start to search, if we don't then step forward and become true revolutionaries and true activists in opposition, then we're actually aiding and abetting by willful blindness to the genocide and the mass murdering that's ongoing. That is the chief problem. So when you ask the question, who are we? Who is this mind that was endowed by the Creator to be a blessing versus a curse? When we ask that simple question and then we see where we have come and how we have gotten here, suddenly that's diagnosing. Diagnosis means to see through to the root of the disorder. And you have to diagnose before you can treat any illness effectively. It is a psychosocial illness. We're criminally deranged. When we are in evil obedience, we aid and abet by willful blindness and the fear that censors us and doesn't permit us to speak out. And that's why I love what you guys do. You are our best friends. We totally believe you guys are heroes. We see the fruit of your labor. We see the people being healed, and we see the public being educated into the truth that shall set humanity free. That's who you are. So you're models for coming out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her insanity, her hypocrisy, and her great plagues. You, Damien, and you, Karen, and the Source Naturals are models for the society that should be and is now unfolding as your legislation is indicating.
But Sherry and Lynn, you both know that, you know, not only will you never get rich doing this work, but if you had any money to begin with, it's usually like yanked away because you guys have experienced at the hands of this system we're talking about the unfairness, the being raked over the coals, not only through the medical system, but through the legal system. And yeah. you always tend to think that it's there and that it's intact until you actually have to deal with it yourself.
Right. And I mean, especially going up against the pharmaceutical cartel. I mean, when I think about what they do to people, for instance, you know, you have these young people who are depressed or even older people, and they say, oh, I'm so depressed, I want to end my life. So what is the pharmaceutical cartel doing in alliance with some doctors? They give you a pill. Here, let me help you with that.
Yeah.
You know, not help you in the fact, make you feel like you don't want to end your life, right? They want to help you end your life with the pill. And that, to me, is completely deranged and psychopathic. When you start to realize how switched it is, like the Centers for
Disease Creation,
like
CDC.
CDC, Centers for Disease Control, is really where they create the diseases. So it's the Centers for Disease Creation. You look at how they're so flipped. It's like
everything
their whole
is flipped.
Mentality of
it
what
is.
We think is good, they think is bad, and what we think is bad, they think is good. And I actually think they might even believe that they're doing good.
And
it's
that's,
like Dr.
that's what
Kevorkian,
they do with law.
Right?
In law, that's
you.
The same thing, too. Just the separation. You know, you have separation of church and state, supposedly, freedom of religion, freedom of... Well, why is this... In this state now, and in California, they're pushing mandatory vaccinations regardless of your religion. What about the separation between civil versus criminal? There's where the scam starts, because they make it harder to put criminals in jail.
And
excuse me, it should be equal.
What about the is it family planning thing? What is that?
Planned Parenthood,
where they're actually harvesting the placentas and the organs to create...
Big money in that
lots
now.
Lots of money. Cosmetic companies use a lot of those... Fetuses.
Foreskins of the babies. They use the fetuses. They buy the fetuses. It's like, oh
yeah,
my
so
God.
We're cannibals. We're cannibalizing our infants, our babies. And this is why Reverend Jeremiah Wright, who was Barack Obama's minister for 20 years, and when called before the press club, for the National Press Club, recommended everyone should read Dr. Leonard Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, because he said in his presentations, they're dashing our babies' brains against a rock. He was reading scripture, and he was telling people, warning what we're talking about. We go along with this cult, this satanic cult.
I was just going to say, at the core, it's satanic.
It's completely evil.
It encourages people to do the various things they're encouraged by these different cults, no matter how they're segmented out. They're very demonic. And it goes back to things like drinking blood, drinking menstrual blood, drinking semen, these crazy, crazy demonic things that unwittingly people still buy into. They still think, oh yeah, that has some really good, like drinking menstrual blood has good stem cells available in it. Well, no, hello, it does not. Not in the manner that they're proposing it to be used.
And
it also comes along with...
Take the American Red Double Cross. The American Red Cross. The American Red Double Cross. Because where did AIDS come from? Look at the tainted blood.
Oh, please tell us. Please just give us a little review of where AIDS came from. Because it's amazing that, you know, we talk about the little zappers and we talk about energy medicine that can actually cure AIDS very rapidly. And people think that's a bunch of malarkey. It's too simple because they don't realize where AIDS came from. They really think it's some really horrific thing that emerged that needs to be attacked on a singular cellular basis, that it doesn't have that constellation of vaccines that you've exposed behind its origin. So could you please review again what...
Sure. Well, you raised two issues. The first is energy medicine. If you're a spiritual being, before you're a physical being, then obviously the correct medicine is energy medicine. It's not poison.
Right.
It's not intoxicating pharmaceuticals, chemicals. The chemistry, literally, now you take the body chemistry, for example, look at proteins. Most of your body is made of carbohydrates, proteins, fats. So take the proteins. Take any one of those. Organic chemistry, hello, organic chemistry, it's all protein angles. It's all literally sacred geometry. It's sacred geometric forms that are being resonated. And DNA actually is an antenna to the Creator. Literally, we now know all the cells are communicating. Of course they're communicating. When you have a pain signal, it's a communication not simply to your brain, but to your entire immune system to say, hey, look, you got a problem over here. Go fix it.
Amazing. And,
okay, so that, yes, it is extraordinary. I mean, the Creator is such a genius.
And it takes 7 days to seed the lymphatic system, so people tend to panic too early on, like the third day they're sick,
yes.
They're like, oh my God, let me go get an antibiotic.
Yes.
When if they had allowed that process to play out,
yes.
Their own immune system would have identified and sequestered what was wrong.
And then so and you
turn the corner.
Exactly. So you flip your whole attitude about disease.
Yeah.
You suddenly realize, you say, oh, thank you, God, for this pain, because now I understand you're gonna heal it. Hallelujah. Okay? But so the energy medicine basis to your question, first of all, before we talk about the origin of AIDS, you have to understand that the people that caused us to come out of the truth into the lie, from the understanding of ourselves as being energy beings, spiritual beings, in divine communion and divine harmony naturally, healing naturally, coming out of that paradigm of truth into the lie that the drug, the popping the magic pill, is going to cure every ill, okay, takes a lot of money, it takes a lot of propaganda, it takes a lot of social engineering,
and
it takes
a lot of
manipulation,
right?
Of academia. You've got to have academic tracking, you've got to pay all of the department chairmen from all of the departments, from Harvard, Yale, on down, all of the, you know, Johns Hopkins, the lion's den of pharmaceutical cartel and vaccinations, all of that involves the blood. The blood is sacred. Now go back to 528. Chlorophyll, that greenish-yellow molecule that's resonating and vibrating at the heart of sunshine, just like the bees buzz at 528 when they're making honey, and the honeycomb is six-sided hexagonal shape ring, six-sided hexagonal shape, 5 plus 2 is 7 plus 8 is 15. Add the numbers. 1 plus 5 is 6. Miracle 6. MI6, miracle 6.
That's Do-re-mi.
Do-re-mi, that's the miracle note. And that frequency resonance now is vibrating at the heart of sunshine, heart of love, heart of natural healing. And that essentially is what they've pulled us out of, that understanding, so that now we're susceptible to being manipulated, intoxicated by their drugs and their vaccines. The molecule that supplies that love energy to us as spiritual beings, chlorophyll, is identical to the red blood hemoglobin,
mm-hmm.
except for one difference. Our blood is red because of the iron in it. At the heart of that same structure, chlorophyll has magnesium, which is greenish yellow. That's why the plant world has greenish yellow blood and we have red blood. But the same exact sacred geometry that's resonating in the 528 frequency, the hexagonal shape ring, is obvious in that organic chemistry.
Could I just
ring.
Insert one little thing? And interestingly, chlorophyll can be used as a blood substitute.
Yes.
A transfusion substitute.
That's
so there's
right.
no need for all that questionable
right.
passing on of tainted blood
exactly.
through the system that we're talking about setting
exactly.
up.
Exactly. But if you're evil, and if you're a profiteer like the Rockefellers, then
yeah.
you establish, here's the history that you asked about, here's the history of AIDS. You established the New York Blood Center. The New York Blood Center was a council of doctors that put together the New York City Blood Bank. They became the American Red Cross. These were the international blood banksters. If you're Satan and you want to control humanity, you got to control it by the blood. The blood sacrifices, the power is in the blood. The Bible talks about that. That's why the contract law in the Bible is all about the blood. Literally, berit in Hebrew is the cutting of the relationship of the contract, so that we are in contract through our blood blessing from the Creator. That's the old scripture.
And that's why they like to vaccinate, because they can inject the poisons
into the
bloodstream. And
so
that's
genetically engineered. I mean, the biggest, grossest, disgusting, despicable hypocrisy in the current mentality of society is that, we have now even, Safeway stores advancing organic food sections now. Excuse me. Safeway is promoting come get your free vaccines, whereby all of the vaccines are all GMOs. It's all literally genetically modified viruses and bacteria particles thrown together with an assortment of poisons that you're going to inject directly into the blood.
Which causes viral shedding, by the way, so that if you're around someone who's had a vaccine in the last 12 to 14 days, you may get the shingles or the herpes or whatever, simply because you pick up the virus that they're shedding from.
Or you go to the store and somebody sneezes after they get a vaccine.
Yeah.
And you've got now exposure.
I don't even want to be in the stores where they're giving the vaccines, but unfortunately they're pretty much all doing it.
And then that's what Sherry's talking about. The people then get sick. They come back to the same store three, 4 days later to get the flu, whatever.
Yeah, the remedy for the stuff that they got the original.
This is consumer fraud. It is beyond that. It's a monopolization. It's a Sherman Antitrust Act violation, whereby you have the cult taking over the media and the mindset, so that the consumers, the defrauded consumers, buy into these poisons, which creates more degeneration. And ultimately, what's most frightening is Bill Gates, for instance, the world's leading vaccine distributor, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which we target heavily in the new website, exposingvaccinegenocide.org.
Thank you.
Okay? You see that these guys are promoting depopulation. They want 7 out of 8 of us gone.
Especially anyone that might have a little minor illness and maybe they don't consider to be as productive as other members of society.
And especially ones who are awake and aware, and our leaders and our revolutionaries and our activists out at the forefront of natural medicine. That's where you're talking about, Karen, earlier, that there is literally a protocol for controlling the opposition. And that's also a contribution that we've just made with the exposingvaccinegenocide.org. You see that we literally tear it apart. How it is that the what do you call these agents, Sherry? The agent provocateurs, the controlled opposition, the pharmaceutical prostitutes.
And this goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, right? It's lies upon lies.
Yes.
And extrapolated out to where we are now.
Yes, exactly. So that the demon in the tree of life in the Garden of Eden comes slithering along and says, you don't have to, believe in God. You don't need your connection in faith and trust. What you need to do is learn this intelligence, this information.
Right, and the Bible itself says
it's a seduction.
That Satan is the powerful one, that the whole world lies in the wicked
seed. That's why we're on Earth, but it's not of heaven. We're on the satanically manipulated planet right now,
where he's taken over, but will not remain in control for much longer. Sherry,
exactly,
go ahead.
Right. Sherry, go ahead.
Okay, so, the sick thing is that you look at people like Bill Gates or Dr. Oz who promote vaccinations, and they don't get their children vaccinated. And
you're kidding.
Hypocrisy.
They don't get their children. No, Bill Gates does not get it. They know the poisons that are going into
their
drugs.
And Dr. Oz and his wife also.
Dr. Oz promoted vaccines on his show. Then he had his wife went on Larry King, and when he had a show, and he said, And he asked her about vaccines, and she said, no, we would never get our children vaccinated.
Wow.
So that's the big deception. Because your children are very healthy, and everybody else's children, you know,
poisoned.
And they have great influence because everybody thinks that they're leaning more towards balance or being on the natural
that's
side of the
controlled
spectrum.
Opposition.
Oh,
see,
my
this
gosh.
Is what, this
that's
is what we've just exposed in a vaccine, you know, exposingvaccinegenocide.org. We have
but it's no wonder
articles.
Everyone's misled because that's really, really, that is diabolical.
Of course.
They're telling
yeah.
you one thing and they're...
It's communist. It's communist theology. It was Lenin that said it, the best way to control your opposition is to control your opposition. Is you literally create your
double
controlled
state,
opposition.
Double
so that now you have the National Vaccine Information Center, which we exposed. Dr. McCullough, who we exposed on the new website. And, you know, Mike Adams, the health ranger. Why these people are literally not telling the whole truth, nothing but the truth, is because when you omit or misrepresent, that's fraud in law. They do that literally to control the society and even those who of us who believe that we're activists, that we're truth seekers, we get literally diverted and deceived.
What
when
is
we
their
go,
gain, though?
Their gain is because it's a protection racket. They are protection racketeers for the pharmaceutical cartel.
Profiting from our illnesses and just getting
guys.
Rid of people.
They're set up. Yes, yeah. It is. It's a decoy. Off of the truth that should set humanity free.
And the sick thing is they'll send pharma trolls to attack people like us for exposing vaccines or saying, telling people, please do your research before you ever inject yeah. yourself or your children. And they'll send saying we're baby killers. Oh, my gosh. You know, you people, the pharma trolls attack us. Meanwhile, the people
but
that are leading them.
But you yourself know, because you've done so much investigation, that the real baby killers...
Well, are the
them.
Yes.
Exactly. And they're doing things like the child sex trafficking
exactly.
to harvest the organs
yes.
of these
exactly
children.
Right.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes. That's exactly
And that's
right.
what's really sick. It's like a witch hunt. They come after you. It's like kind of like what happened in Salem, like what we can imagine happened during the Salem witch trials. A lot of those women were meant to be natural healers, and they were using herbs. So, you know, so they say, oh, you're a witch because you're using devil's club. You know, which is a plant, where you're using cat's claw. You're not actually taking the claw of a cat, but they would show them in that way, like taking parts of, because uh-huh. a lot of
yeah.
these herbs are named after,
right.
like, animals.
Exactly.
Or, and they sound like they could be parts of that. But no, they were healing people, and so they called them witches.
Yes.
And they went and they hung them, and that's how it really originally, those are the original people behind the pharmaceutical.
Or they
cartel.
Burned them at the stake.
They burned them at the stake.
Right.
Yep.
Burned them at the stake, exactly.
So this
but
is...
But some of these practices have become so ingrained that people don't question it at all. Even like cesarean sections, I'm thinking, you know, oh, that's just for the convenience of the doctor.
Everything.
And
I mean, honestly, you know, again, I'm a doctor. I was an oral surgeon for 16 years. I've been a naturopathic doctor for like 30 years and Harvard trained. And I come out of that and I realize, having seen the way it's all manipulated, the entire operation is a fraud upon the consumer, upon the public. The paradigm of medicine should be shattered, and it is being shattered mm-hmm. by the energy medicine and the understanding of the truth that shall set us free here. So this is, I don't even recommend diagnosing, going to a medical doctor. It's like, to me, going to a witch who's going to shake the bones and throw the bones out.
The witch would heal you better. I would trust the witch
absolutely.
Over trusting.
Because it just boils down to toxicity or deficiency,
right.
or both.
Yes, to me, it boils down to what's your relationship with the Creator.
That's a huge...
If you have a relationship... Relevant. First of all, if you understand fundamentally the purpose of your life, the fact that you and I, every one of us, really are put here to serve others in a meaningful way. The meaning in life is engaged in service. That's why you see the
and of
elders...
course to worship the true God, you know, because he's the one that set the standard.
I think that there's a one common true God, monotheism, I'm totally into that. But I think you just take a look at the data of where a spouse dies and within weeks the other spouse dies. It's very, it's the most common
with
thing.
Elderly people.
With
especially.
Elderly people, that's what I'm saying. So the elderly now give us an indication that when, and it was true for my grandparents, where if we don't have another loving human being in our hearts to care for,
you can die.
There's no purpose in life anymore. It's time to go.
But truly, to become one when they're married.
That's right.
They,
in the spiritual union.
Like you were saying about the sharing the DNA.
That's right. In the energy, we become one with our mate.
With the cord with the creator. So
and
there's
exactly.
Beautiful energy pattern
magnificent.
There.
Here we have this magnificent divine trine,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So now what we've got is a culture that says, no, this is not what you should be doing. Instead of loving and caring and communicating, communicating with each other and with a divine source, you're going to be plugged into your television sets.
Right.
And now you're going to be engaged in indoctrination, in hypnotronic trance induction. To get you to engage this cult, you become a cult member in what's called pharmaceutical cartel medicine.
Say that again.
Hypnotronic trance state.
Wow.
People are hypnotized when they turn on the hypnotronic trance inducing television sets.
Don't
and the programming that says, take this and you're going to get all these diseases, you're going to get all these diseases, you're going to get all these diseases. It is a hypnotronic induction technology.
Well, and I have to say, since Karen and I promote herbal medicine, you do too, and Karen's a master herbalist, if any of these herbal medicines had a side effect like any of these pharmaceutical drugs that they advertise on TV, like you said earlier, half of the commercial is about the dangerous side effect from suicide, depression, anxiety, violent thoughts. Any herbal medicine, if it had those side effects, it'd be pulled off the market in a heartbeat. Mm.
That's right.
Yes.
Now,
monopoly.
That's the monopoly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So now, can you, going back to the question that we posed like 15 minutes ago about AIDS, AIDS, and the reason I want you to talk about
it's
it is because
blood.
I have a really interesting little story to follow regarding the origin of AIDS and the viruses and things we're dealing with now. So
okay.
How did that get started?
Okay, so the New York Blood Council, the Council of Doctors that put together the New York City Blood Bank, the American Red Cross, AIDS came from the New York City Blood Bank and their associated
okay,
contracts.
So it didn't come from gay people?
No.
Or
well, no, the gay people were injected
they used
experimental guinea pigs in 1972 through 1974. And this
hepatitis
information...
Hepatitis B vaccines, right? Vaccination trials.
Hepatitis B. The hepatitis B vaccine trial between 1972 and 1974
right.
was when they injected the gay men in New York City, blacks in Central Africa, and Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children on Staten Island in New York.
And how do they get these guys to participate?
Because
what was the baloney
we show you that they actually advertised in Greenwich Village. They had targeted the gay people in that village saying, because you are sexually promiscuous, you are at higher risk for hepatitis B, come in and donate your blood, become now part of this wonderful humanitarian study. And the good gay people went in there and they gave their blood. Now that blood went then, this was the beginning of the American Red Cross. They started to get the blood, they started to produce blood products, and if you remember correctly, the explosion of AIDS in the United States was because of the contaminated blood and blood products by the Bayer Corporation, by several of the companies that were working with the blood banksters of New York City. And that's the Rockefellers. Again, that goes back. The Rockefeller brothers, the Rockefellers have been involved in taking over medicine completely, creating this cult.
Well, let's go back, because you said that they gave their blood, but before they gave their blood, they got the vaccinations that contain this hepatitis.
Yes, but they gave the blood for, well, when you do an experiment, let's say a double-blind study in this area, what they did is they first gave their sample of blood. Okay, so you have a test sample that is your control. Then you inject, then you study what the reaction of the blood is from the injection, and you compare it against your original control. So they took the blood, then they injected the gay men, then they took the gay men's blood, and then they compared it with the controls. And what
so
they,
that was the study,
let me
that
tell
was
you,
a three-step
the,
study
that
you're
yeah,
saying.
That's that particular study. But then now you can go on to medicalveritas.org. Veritas, that means medicaltruth.org, and you can go to my conversation and new article with Dr. Alan Cantwell, who besides myself is the world's leading expert in this particular, he's written three books on just that one study. And he was blown out because I brought forward literally the contracts from the Special Virus Cancer Program. And any researcher involved in cancer, involved in virology, needs to read those fundamental history of studies that were done under the Special Virus Cancer Program. Those books are on CureShop.com. CureShoppe.com. Go to the book section, PDF downloadable. You can get both 72 and 77, I believe it is, 450-page documents with a download for $30. It's very much worth it if you're a researcher. And even just somebody who's interested in looking at what they did to the viruses. But then, once they then had the blood, the second blood, Cantwell, the world's leading expert, who's a dear friend of ours, was blown out, couldn't believe the stupidity of the New York City Blood Council and the center in New York that pooled the blood. They put all the blood together. They then, in that, using that combined blood, made the blood products that brought the hemophiliac population. 10,000 hemophiliacs got AIDS from the contaminated blood that they pulled together from the gay men's blood in New York City. That's the origin of AIDS.
So to follow that up and combine it now with what we're talking about with energy medicine and cures and things, if you understand the origin, then you can actually set about, if you should be unwittingly exposed through taking a blood transfusion, then you can actually go about finding something that will fix the problem legitimately.
Exactly.
So we had a lady come in our store who had shingles. She picked up shingles, suffered with it for 6 months. Finally, when the blisters went away, she still was left with this phantom pain all around her rib, and she was unbelievably nauseous. And that went on for 4 or 5 months. And she told the doctor, I know this is related to the shingles. It's still in my bloodstream. And the doctor told her, no, you're crazy.
Right.
She didn't do the vaccine. She got. She picked it up from somebody else who got the vaccine.
Who got the vaccine, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But she got sick with the shingles. And this is a very strong, healthy Italian lady, never been sick in her life. So this was really distressing to her. And she was very certain that the residual symptoms she had were definitely related to having had the shingles. So her friend brought her in the store, and she said, I really need something. I can't stand this nausea anymore. And first I thought, well, maybe it's a VOG. No, she said, I absolutely know it's the shingles, the residual shingles. So we use the energy medicine. And when you use things like silver hydrosol, which I said correct this time, and a homeopathic for shingles, and she used a little electrical zapper, she was over her shingles, over her residual effects within 4 days. She took that stuff back to her doctor, and she said, this is what I used. I knew it was from the shingles. This is what cured me. And he was absolutely astounded. He looked it up, finally, for the first time. He looked up the side effects from having had, the long-term effects from having had shingles, and it did include chronic nausea, and it included the phantom pain. And so he was curious about what she did, took pictures of everything, the silver, the little zapper, the homeopathic, took pictures and said he'd pass it on. And he apologized to this woman for having doubted her innate intelligence about what was causing this.
Yeah, beautiful.
But it goes back to what you're saying about most people would think that you can't cure, when we go back to AIDS and how that was created, and the viruses.
If it's a virus, yeah. Viruses are proteinaceous crystals. They're all crystals. Like Ella Fitzgerald can shatter a crystal glass by a high-pitched tone.
Exactly.
But the room doesn't come tumbling down. So your home, your body, your Holy Spirit-filled temple is that where you've now put resonant frequency energy into destroying the viruses by frequency resonance.
For
exactly.
The crud in the environment.
And going back to the persecution of the leaders, I went to visit when I was in Africa. Basil Wainwright, who had to leave the United States, and His Excellency Arap Moi from Kenya invited Basil Wainwright to come, who was using energy medicine and oxygenation, ozonation of the blood, oxygen delivering frequency and resonant energy of the Aloha spirit of oxygen. Oxygen is used to, in cleaning supplies, to clean up all sorts of things. Put it into the blood, which is what happens when you put chlorophyll into the blood, and suddenly now miraculously the viruses go away because they can't handle the frequency of love 528.
Well, that's incredible, Dr. Horowitz. Although I have to say, I think a mini Rippleton when you talk about those high frequencies and singing those high notes. But let's take a little short commercial break, and we'll be back with some closing remarks.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually can improve your brain's health. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve brain health. Prevagen, the name to remember. So come down to beautiful downtown Kailua at The Source Natural Foods, where for over 30 years you can find terrific supplements like Prevagen. You can find us on Facebook at The Source Natural Food, Hawaii's first certified organic store, or our webpage www.thesourcenatural.com.
Discover delicious with premium coconut oil from Nature's Way. Easily enhance the flavor of your favorite foods with our pure, premium coconut oil. Available in a variety of forms, including organic, semi-solid, organic raw, or our always liquid coconut oils. Also look for new flavored premium coconut oils with great flavors like jalapeno, red raspberry, garlic, lemon herb, and sriracha. Our coconut oil can be used straight from the bottle in dips or sauces and is great for baking, frying, or sautéing. So go ahead and dress up your dips, add some sizzle to your sautés and salads, make marinades magical, and give your baking a boost. Discover delicious with Nature's Way Premium Coconut Oil. Available at The Source Natural Foods in beautiful downtown Kailua.
Welcome back to the Source Nutritional Show with our guests, Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Connie. We have some closing remarks to make because you guys are leaving town for 5 months.
Hey, I just want to say that all their energy products are available at the Source, and they're wonderful products. Not only do we endorse them, we use them ourselves. We bought them in the store, not because we're just trying to sell things, but because these work.
I use OxySilver every morning after I take my morning shower.
And then we have the Liquid Dentist, which is great for your teeth.
Oh, my gosh,
it is. You guys sell a lot of that.
And your immune system. I always say when my grandkids take it, they never get sick when
right.
I use it. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Liquid Dentist, the OxySilver, the flu-free formulas coming back. What else do you have?
Well, the CBD 528, but I love the, I mean, the Liquid Dentist is fantastic. I just, my tongue plays
and the
with my clean
hydrosol.
Teeth.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, it sells itself once people try it.
Oh, it's
repeat
wonderful.
Customers.
I know, it's literally, physiologically addicting, kinesthetically. Your tongue plays with your clean teeth and goes, that feels so good,
And they stay clean for days.
Yeah.
And you don't spit the stuff out.
No, right. You swallow it because it gives you a natural nutritional immunization against more than 1,000 strains of germs. That's why the kids are staying healthy who take it.
And it has a lecithin, non-GMO lecithin. It serves as a binder. So you'll see sometimes little yellow into the bottle or something. That is the lecithin. And when you swish around, it sticks up into your gums. All of the great healing ingredients go up into your gums and stick there, and it makes
it's
your
wonderful.
Teeth feel really, really smooth. And if you ever find that it feels like you want to blend, you can put it in the blender and, smooth it out if you feel like you're at the bottom of the bottle. I mean, it's an amazing, amazing product.
Well, thanks for sharing your Saturday morning with us. We'll be with you again next week. Aloha.
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 If you